Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Let's go! 1-0-3, 1-2-3!
You're listening to the best of the Dolphins.
Love y'all, boys, man. Keep your hands on 2-1-2.
A weekly mix of AM 560 Sports, WQAM's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Closed out non-conference play with a 105-67 win over North Florida. Miami will open up ACC play when they host Pitt on the 30th. The Joe Rose Show continues now. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Joe?
All right. Guy that's seen everything since the start of this season, Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald. And boy, Omar, we got a lot to get to, my man, before we get to Christmas and everything else. What's going on at halftime? I'll just start with that one before we get to Quinn Ewers. What is going on at halftime? The last two games, almost identical as far as down a little bit, but in the game and second half just look lost on both sides of the ball.
Coming out flat, I guess. You know, I don't make this magical halftime adjustments. You know, I don't think that's what's happening inside the building. But you do talk about it. You do talk about the game plan. You do talk about keeping energy levels high, and that's just something that this Dolphins team hasn't been able to do, and they've known that this is an issue all season and still haven't fixed it. And that's one of the stunning things and one of the most disappointing things about the 2025 season.
Yeah. Hey, so Quinn Ewers, 10 for 12 in the first half, 109 yards, and then the turnover started coming. Do you really believe he gives the team the best chance to win, as coach said?
No, but I understand why the move is made. Does he give the team the best chance to win? No. And I realized last night the team, from a player standpoint, hope that this will blow over and that this is just something that, you know, is mom and dad are just mad at one another. they don't know that mom and dad are getting divorced. And somebody has to come out and flat out tell them. And I think they're trying, but I don't think the team knows mom and dad are getting divorced.
So let me ask you more about that. I was wondering, what's been the reaction you think of the team when they found out Tua, I don't know how they read it, he'd been benched, but maybe for good. Mm-hmm. How'd they take that last week?
Hard. I think the funny thing is, Joe, the same way Tua got the team is the same way Tua lost the team. Surprised and blindsided. It was pretty much how the team reacted in 2020 when he became the starter replacing Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Right.
People understood. People didn't like it. They didn't support it. But they understood it, and they went along what their team was doing.
So here's the crazy part about Omar. They must see – I haven't talked to any of them, but they must see that he mm-hmm. wasn't playing well. I know he can act the part of a leader, and I'm going to talk mm-hmm. to the guys.
Yes.
But his play is not leadership mm-hmm. quality, man, for what happened. Do you agree with that?
His play is not leadership quality. His play was bad. They are realizing and have concluded that teams were changing the way they played him just because it was him, and they didn't have to defend them a certain way because it was him. However, as it was explained to me yesterday, this whole offense is built around him. This whole team is built around him. He could actually execute it when he's good. But he's good and he's confident. And unfortunately, he isn't good and he's not confident. But we haven't spent any time getting these other dudes prepared.
No.
So what are we doing?
Yeah, by the way, Quinn Ewers, well, I tried to make it a point for 3 hours yesterday that I was afraid this was going to happen when you've been with the practice squad all year and you practice mm-hmm. half speed for a total of maybe an hour
mm-hmm.
for and 2 days, and then you're supposed to go out and hit guys on corner routes and man-to-man, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's studying, and I'm glad that he played as well as he did in the first half, but eventually that real defense – they're going to realize, like, hey, this is a different speed level here. Yeah. We'd actually move faster.
Yeah. Hey, so what's your take? Zach Wilson going to get a chance to play at all unless there's an injury? Will they go, hey, let's give Zach a shot or no?
No, I don't think so. And based on what I heard yesterday, I don't think that's going to ever happen because supposedly he let it be known that he's, you know, very disappointed and upset of what's happening.
To the point that it turned the team off. Yeah, he should be disappointed. I mean, you're the backup. Now the number three guy that's been on practice squad just jumped ahead of you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a poop show, Joe. It's a poop show. And, you know, Teron Armstead has a podcast, and Teron Armstead put in his podcast that he hopes that it can be reconciled. He hopes his problem can be fixed and, you know, everybody can get back to, you know, kumbaya and mom and dad are not getting a divorce.
So Teron's still pushing for the Tua coming back, he and Mike making up or something? Or
yeah. And here's the thing. I realized and after the game, after, you know, the dust has settled.
Yeah.
People at their home, and they're allowed to talk, and nobody's over their shoulder. You know, no offense, Renzo, and they could say whatever they want to say.
Yeah,
that was a sentiment that a lot of people had on the team. Like, this is going to blow over.
Wow,
mom and dad are just mad at each other, and the reality is, Joe, the team is sending the message. This isn't a mom and dad will blow over. This is over. We're getting a divorce.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, so let me ask you, Mike, we've been getting a lot of stuff, and yesterday, second bad loss, getting blown out, fourth quarter of both games, you could put in backups, the other team's putting in backups. Is Mike in trouble, or is he just completely 100% safe as far as you know?
Oh, my God. These reports about Mike being safe drive me insane. How could he possibly be safe? Especially now. Yes, you're doing what the owner, wink, wink, didn't ask you to do, but maybe encouraged you to do. But just because you are, that doesn't mean you need to be embarrassed. Because that was an embarrassing loss yesterday.
Yes, it was. I mean, it was bad. It was. Say no more.
Probably more embarrassing than the Cleveland loss. Probably more embarrassing than the Indianapolis loss. That was a. I mean, we didn't even need to play the fourth quarter.
No. No. They just came out. Joe Flacco handed the ball off for a couple of drives and said, let's get out of here. Yeah. No.
Yeah. I mean, we did it. And everybody's celebrating the one time Quinn Ewers and the offense was able to rally down the field and score a touchdown. Props. Good. Great. Okay. Because, you know, that's good. We haven't seen that very often. So, you know, it's encouraging. But let's be real about this. It was a poor performance. As rookie Dolphin debuts go, it's about in the John Beck category. So anybody who sits here and tells you that, like, oh, it's good, he's young, he's going to get better, you know, or yeah, you know, but this is what we're doing, Joe. This is where we are. And we're going to lie and tell people it gives us a better chance to be competitive and win games and whatever, whatnot. No, it doesn't. Yeah. It gives you a better chance to do what you really want to do, which is be in that top 10 in the NFL draft.
Yeah, well, we're flirting with that right now. So let me ask you, are we back to just now, like, pretty much, I mean, play the young guy, but you're going to be limited what you can do to have chances to win with this guy, especially if you stop our run, and then we're going to be in that. But I'm wondering, is it all about getting a quarterback, right? It's about let's give this thing another shot.
What you mean?
Draft a quarterback for the Dolphins to try to.
I don't know if they're limiting anything, any option, because, one, we don't even know which quarterbacks are coming out. We don't know how good those quarterbacks are. We don't know what position they'll be in. But I think a team at the top of the draft, probably the Giants or Tennessee, is going to be willing to trade that pick.
Yes.
And it certainly helps. Certainly helps when you have desirable assets that they might be interested in. Now, I don't know what desirable assets the Dolphins have, but it certainly starts with getting a top 10 pick in the draft.
Yeah. Hey, one thing about it, I guess Mike's a little frustrated with the running game. He was blaming the running game yesterday. Is that he said we weren't blocking well, and the other thing was at halftime, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to get to the bottom of it, why we're so bad in the third quarter.
Dude, that's you. Like, and that's the thing. Mike takes responsibility for a lot of things. Like, halftime's you, man. That's all you. That's all nobody else but you. Who else is halftime on, Joe?
No, head coach is a guy I used to hear. That's all I remember is Don Shula getting up there after guys all came back and got done going to the restroom and, you know, grabbing a drink or grabbing a cigarette for half the team and then getting back with the coach for his message, good or bad.
Mm-hmm. No beers at halftime back in your era? No?
No beer. No. No. No cigarettes. Only secondary smoke because of Bruce Hardy. He smoked like a pack at halftime. And Stroke got after him pretty good back in that time. But no, it was sodas. It was sodas back then. Throw down sodas, sodas at halftime. Yeah. Sodas, but after the game, then it switched over to beer. I don't even remember barely drinking any water. I did go for that strong Gatorade, though. They used to make it super strong.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, super strong in those things. I mean, if they're supposed to put one package of powder, they put two, because that stuff was strong.
It's been, and now the kids just, I mean, not the kids, players just from Pedialyte.
Yeah, so right. They got advanced on us. Yeah, no question about it. Hey, so it's still about taking care of Achan, like all this stuff, when we start talking about a little bit. I mean, he makes another, like, ridiculous run yesterday, which he seems to do once a game now. That's still a priority, right? No matter how bad things are, no matter the lack of money that we have for next year, we still have to find a way to get him done, yes?
I guess so. It's hard to predict what's going to happen because you have no idea who's going to be in charge.
Do you think Champ's still in good shape to get the GM job? Or I'm not sure how this is going to work. Is he going to go through the whole process of the draft and then they'll look? Because it's kind of late in the ball game to be looking for somebody, I think.
So, what do you mean, late in the ball game to be looking for a GM?
For another GM to just come in and he's got to work with the guys that Chris's guys. And I'm not sure how it's going to work.
But when GMs get hired, Joe, don't they get hired after the season and then have to go through the season and evaluate the talent with what they have and wherever they've been, and you know, maybe they get to hire one guy to come with them, and and they do that until they put together their staff. I mean, we're gonna do, Joe, the sad thing is history says we're gonna do things half measures, because that's what history says.
Yes.
Despite this man being one of the best businessmen of this era when it comes to building cities and building structures, and he knows how to build things properly. Every time we're trying to build an NFL franchise, we do things half measure.
Yeah, it's incredible what's going on. I agree. I walked out of there yesterday and I saw what you wrote, and I was like, you know, I don't know. People are asking me as you go out, because, you know, I'm parking out in the middle of everybody like you do. And I'm like, hey, I don't know what to tell you. So I'm disappointed with the way we played again. But what are we going to do? I go, I don't know, man. Somebody from the organization will have to tell you, because I'm not sure they know right now what they're going to do.
No, I don't think it's responsible to listen to these mouthpieces for the networks who unilaterally tell you the same thing, where it's coming from. Well, Mike is safe. Okay, Mike is safe. Mike has been giving reassurances. Okay. So I guess two more blowouts and we'll, I mean, clearly losing is what we're trying to do right now. We're getting it together, but you realistically believe that this is going to get better if you bring back the head coach? And I don't even know Champ Kelly. I'm trying to get to know him. I can't even begin to judge him in the middle of this trauma. Like, you get handed a team in the middle of a traumatic state.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting you to do what with it?
Omar, thank you, man. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be watching, but I'm with you. I don't know what to say. I have no words for it. By the way, I think the defense is affected by the way the offense played yesterday. I thought it finally, they didn't look like their old selves yesterday to me. That group didn't. I know they played better offensive talent, but and they had some good matchups. They did a good job running backs on linebackers in the passing game.
What happened?
Yeah,
you know what happened, Joe? There were instances where Quentin Bell and Cameron Good were on the field together.
That's true.
Pass rushers.
That was a lot of that. That's a good point.
Doing their thing. And you know what, Joe? If that's what we're doing, we know what the outcome is.
You're right. One guy should be running on a special teams, and the other guy got moved up because another veteran. So, yeah, I got you. Hey, Omar, thank you so much, bud. I appreciate it.
All right,
hang in there. Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist. A little down and out today. Omar is hurting a little bit today, man. I would love to hear what the game plan is. I would love to know, folks. I wish I knew. I'm not the favorite child over there, so I would not know, and don't expect to be the first one to know at that. Hey, I do know a thing or two about Chapman Partnership for the holiday season. Yeah, getting ready to make a donation over there because I believe in what they're doing. I always believe in Chapman Partnership. And if you're going through some good times in your life right now and you want to start giving back, especially during the holiday season, this is for the homeless and the rehabilitation of homeless. This is not just Chapman Partnership. It's not just grab a bite to eat and hit the streets all night or grab a shower and then hit the streets all night. No. It's about rehabilitation. Chapman Partnership has helped more than 800 people in their two facilities right now, providing so many different things. They're changing lives daily in our community, providing caring support, all these wraparound services. And we're celebrating the end of our 30th anniversary here. 30 years, three decades, Chapman has assisted over 145,000 individuals and families to take care of this homeless issue that they go through. The rehabilitation's 3 to 4 months. And helping you with mental health and all the other things that people need help.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
With Chris Perkins is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and Chris Perkins writes about the Dolphins in the Sun Sentinel, and this segment can also be our 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, since Perk is on Game Day Uncensored with Solana and Tobin. It's brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. So, Perk, what did you learn about the Dolphins yesterday? We were just having the conversation in the last segment. Did you learn more about Quinn Ewers, or did you learn more about Mike McDaniel? What do you come away with after yesterday?
There's a state of confusion in this whole organization as far as the quarterback situation, as far as what happens in the second half of games, as far as Mike McDaniel and well, I learned today about Mike McDaniel and his status with Schefter saying that it's it hasn't necessarily been decided one way or the other. So, you know, it's just such a weird, bizarre ending to a season, Hawk. And I was talking to players in the locker room after the game yesterday about how strange it was to see Tua as the scout team quarterback during the week. He's emulating Joe Burrow. So everything, it's just kind of a weird time for the Dolphins, right? Nothing is kind of as it seems, and you aren't really certain about many things.
And Park, to that point, like where do they sit? Like you say, you're talking to the players more or less. Like, where do you sit now when your guy is benched? You're starting a young guy, so they know. Like, obviously, we're trying to see what Quinn Ewers is. We're trying to see what he does.
Yep.
Hawkins Long, we're talking about earlier. Like, why not bench Achane? Why not just save him? Because you're obviously trying to see what young guys have. Let's see what Jalen Wright can do. Like, where does it sit mentally with this team? Because I've been on some bad teams, bro, but I've never had my starting quarterback benched and just kind of flat out telling me, yeah, we're working towards next season.
Exactly, Chan. And you know what? That's one thing I was talking to players in the locker room about. It's just like, you know, what's your mindset now? And some of the veterans were just like, look, man, I'm just trying to be a professional, show up for my teammates and this, that, and the other. But their heads are spinning because the message is out there. Now that you're eliminated from the playoffs and you bench Tua, what is this all about? Is Mike McDaniel trying to win games? Does his job depend on these last three games of the season? Now last two games of the season. Players are kind of confused about what's going on. It's a very unfamiliar place because usually in the Mike McDaniel era, they've been trying to make the playoffs at this time of year or trying to solidify playoff position. Those hopes are over. They were over before the Pittsburgh game kicked off. And so, yeah, I think a lot of these players are wondering, are we playing for Mike McDaniel's job? Are we playing to see if Quinn Ewers is the guy? Are we playing to see if we should come back? Are we playing to see if we fit in with the rebuild? Like, there's just a lot of confusion right now in that locker room.
Perk, I have a list of players here, and you tell me who absolutely, if you put your GM hat on, needs to be back next season. And here are the people I have written down. Devon Achane, Patrick Paul. I think you have to bring back Kenneth Grant and Savaii Naia just because you have to. You just drafted them. Jordan Brooks. Am I missing anybody?
Yeah.
Aaron Brewer, but like I'm including the coaching staff as well here.
Ooh. Well, that depends on what you're trying to do, Salon. Are you trying to tank or are you trying to win? Because you guys remember that term too big to fail, right? During the financial crisis. I think that's almost what the Dolphins are right now because, look, you do have Achane and Waddle and Brewer and Patrick Paul and Austin Jackson and Zach Sealer and Jordan Brooks and Minkah Fitzpatrick. Like, you're right now, you're almost too big to fail. You probably, and I know you need a quarterback, but you probably bring back a 6 or 7 win roster at this point before the draft and free agency. So are you going to get rid of, you know, all of these guys, or are you going to try to build and try to be like a 9-win team that could eke out a 10th win and get into the playoffs? Who you bring back is going to depend on what is the philosophy and the intent of the organization, and that's going to depend on who is the general manager, right? So everything is still uncertain, but I say you not only bring back Achane, you need to extend Achane. He's about the best thing that you have going on that offense. He is the best thing you have going. That's with no disrespect to Aaron Brewer. He is the best thing that you have going. So that, if you want to build, you can build. You have, if I'm not mistaken, a first round, a second round, and 3 third-round draft picks. So you might be able to build this into a 9 or 10 win team, but stripping it down to like 4 or 5 wins is going to be just as difficult as building it into 10 wins right now to me.
And Perk, it was obvious yesterday, and you blame Quinn Ewers if you want to, but the big picture numbers are we're terrible in the third quarter. They have 12 of this season, 2025 now, Perk. Never talking about McDaniel's whole tenure, 12 scoreless third quarters. They've been outscored 113 to 27 in the third quarter this year. Like, that's not a people thing. That's a schematic thing. That's a coaching thing. That's a, I don't know, philosophy thing. Why in the, what the hell? Matter of fact, let me just ask you this, Perk. What do they do at halftime, Perk? Do they really think about the game or do they play PS5? Because how the hell do you come out and score 37 points in 16 third quarters?
I don't know. This is coaching. This is coaching. You're being out coached, and this is what happens at the end of the season. Is what happens in the second half of games. It's, you know, we know their record in December and January, and Dave Hyde had a statistic today, and I can't remember what it was that it was something about a 3-24 record when or something like that when they get outscored in the second half. Or I can't remember what it was, but it was. I don't know. I point to coaching. You guys know I'm one who thinks they should take a broom to this whole operation. Greer, McDaniel, and Tua, and just start all over again. But, you know, that's what you're talking about, Channing, goes to coaching. And you've got to figure out, you know, is this something that can be overcome next season? Steve Ross said he doesn't want status quo. And so if you bring McDaniel back, what kind of offense is he running? Who is going to be the quarterback? How can you get things like this, the halftime being outscored in the second half, how can you get those things corrected? So that there are just so many questions to answer. I don't know why the second halves are so bad, but you've just got to think they don't make the correct adjustments, and that goes directly to coaching.
It is just an unmitigated disaster. You know, when we talk it out, Solana gives you a list of players and you're like, yeah, I can make a case for him coming back. I can make a case for him not coming back. And the way that we know things are, it's just an unmitigated disaster. I wonder, what did Mike McDaniel have to say at his press conference today? Like anything, like, does he acknowledge this is an unmitigated disaster?
He did not, strangely enough. Huh? That would be something, wouldn't it?
He
was really saying that he's still trying to give this team the best chance to win every game. And so, you know, when you ask him about, you know, Quinn Ewers playing and whether his job depends on it, and Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald asked him that today. And you know, Barry basically asked him, if your job depends on the outcome of the season, why are you playing the rookie quarterback? Because it seems like a veteran would give you a better chance to win. And Mike said, I am actually trying to give us the best chance to win every week. So he didn't really directly answer the question. But this is an unmitigated disaster. I can't remember the Dolphins being so uncertain at this time of year. They've had worse records. And they've had, you know, worse quarterbacks and all that kind of stuff. But you don't know the GM situation. You don't know the coach situation. You don't know the quarterback situation. You don't know the HN situation. There's so many balls up in the air right now. And I don't know who's juggling. I don't know if it's Steve Ross, if it's Champ Kelly, if it's Mike McDaniel. It's really a very, very strange situation with the Dolphins right now.
That's the part that makes this so confounding is you can go around the league usually and say, oh, okay, 15, 16 games in, 14 games in. I see this team's trajectory and we know what they're going to need to do this offseason. I see that team's trajectory. You know, like you can look at Kansas City and go, oh, okay, it's wheezing to a finish. But you saw signs that things are going to need to change this season. It's not just Mahomes being out. You get to the Dolphins, you could make six different cases for what should happen next, and it's all going to be dependent on what decisions they make on who's going to be there and who's not. Like, it really is, what a terrible situation to be in for a professional sports franchise.
And you know what, Huck? Right now, it all adds up to mediocrity, doesn't it? I mean, unless you decide just to empty this roster and tank, like, I just don't see this team making the playoffs next year. But again, I don't see, like, a 4 or 5-win roster at this point. You've got the talent to win, like, 6, 7, 8 games, but that's status quo is so frustrating, right? Because there you just don't see any way out of the mediocrity next season. Maybe in 2027, but in 2026, I think that they're headed for mediocrity once again. And at, you know, coming off of 2 straight losing seasons, if you look at like 7, 8 wins, 6, 7, 8 wins, that's not good enough. So they've got to come up with a really good plan in the offseason, and not for me, the idiot from the Sun Sentinel, for the fans, so you give the fans a reason to spend their money. Because if I'm a fan, I'm looking at this organization right now, and it's like, I'll spend my money in 2027. I'll watch the games in 2026, but I'm not spending any money on this team until you have a plan and until I see a light at the end of the tunnel, because it just looks like you're going to be stuck in the mud again next year.
Chris Perkins, read his work in the Sun Sentinel. Better days ahead, Perk.
Yep. Hey, Hawk, a quick question for you, because I know you like language and you like food. Is there any such thing as an open-faced sandwich?
Wow.
Can that exist?
Great.
I know it's
question.
Some menus, but, you know. Yeah.
Great question.
Yeah.
I feel like we may have had that question, because the moment that the sandwich is no longer between two pieces of bread, is it even a sandwich?
There you go, Hawk. This is the kind of thing I wonder about, Hawk. I'm a troubled man, a very troubled man.
Because there is something soothing. You walk into a restaurant and there's an open-faced turkey sandwich with melted Swiss over it. But the moment that it's open-faced really takes away any semblance of a sandwich. So what would you what would you then call it? Just turkey on toast?
Yeah, how do you sell that? How do you sell that? You're better off selling the soup that it comes with, right?
Fascinating.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
you can't call that a sandwich, because then where does it stop? Like bruschetta, what, some diced up tomatoes on a little cracker? Now all of a sudden,
right?
A sandwich?
So now anything you put on a piece of bread, is that just an open faced sandwich?
That's ridiculous.
No, they have burgers on lettuce buns, and is lettuce a bun or is that just lettuce? Because there's lettuce on normal burgers.
But do they call that a sandwich?
Yeah, lettuce buns, a burger on lettuce buns.
No, nobody calls that a sandwich. Well, they call it a lettuce wrap. That's a lettuce wrap, bro.
Yeah, I don't think anybody says they have a lettuce sandwich.
Meat on some lettuce.
But an open-faced sandwich is anything on one slice of bread, then technically an open-faced sandwich. In other words, if you go to a tapas place, I mean, tapas, are those all just open-faced sandwiches?
Yeah, is bruschetta an open faced sandwich?
But you're saying, Perk, if I grab a saltine and I put a little bit of butter on it, that all of a sudden is a butter sandwich now?
No. First of all, that would be an open faced butter sandwich, but nothing between two crackers is a sandwich, is it?
No. But the best thing is avocado toast. Avocado toast is one piece of bread with a bunch of crap on top.
Right. It's not an avocado spread sandwich. It's avocado toast.
All right. I told you I'm a troubled man. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll figure this out for your next appearance. You figure out the Dolphins.
All right.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. We got a lot to get to. By the way, I got home to see that game last night between Pittsburgh and Detroit. What a wild, wild finish. I thought the Bears and Green Bay game was unbelievable, but that thing, tell you what, man, down the stretch. By the way, congratulations. Jacksonville goes to Denver and gets a win. The Chargers go to the Cowboys and get a win. Steelers go to Detroit and get a win. And the Patriots have a comeback win. Unbelievable. All the wins. That was over the Ravens. It's looking like Pittsburgh's going to win that that division. So a lot of crazy games yesterday. All right. I haven't talked much about it. Congratulations, first of all, to the Canes. Second of all, yesterday, Quinn Ewers got his first start. Looked okay in the first half. Looked okay. They were down a few points, but no big deal. But then it was that second half that was just an absolute disaster. Turned the ball over for basically four possessions, got stopped on fourth down. Just really, really bad stuff. And, yeah, third quarter was fumble, interception, fourth down, stop, interception. I don't know what goes on. The same thing happened the week before, in case you forgot, against the Steelers. Tight ball game, 7-3 game. Next thing you know, it's 28-3 going into the fourth quarter or early fourth quarter. Game's over. So 38-14 after three quarters yesterday, 28-3 early in the fourth quarter against the Steelers. Quickly went to 35-3 and 45-14. It's frustrating. The Joe Burrow show yesterday, that's what franchise quarterbacks look like right there. And again, wasn't a perfect pocket. He had to run around and move around in there. The blocker stay with it. And he was able, knew where his outlet receivers were. He's got two horses on the outside, a 1A and a 1B, and Chase and Higgins, who they're able to throw the ball down the field. And he makes a terrible throw to Chase, who comes back. First, he runs by our guys, and then the ball is so underthrown. I don't know what happened coming out of Joe's hand, but it got out of his hand. He threw a duck. So the guy comes back and makes a catch. And defensively, just not a good performance. And then you turn it over three times, you're not going to win. The problem is right now, and I know a lot of our writers are calling for, and a lot of you are calling for Mike to be fired. Like at the end of the year, Mike needs to go. Look, and these games don't happen. I don't know what the deal is with he and the owner. I have no idea right now. I can guarantee you nobody's calling me to give me an update. But these games look bad for the head coach, whatever happens at head time. It looks bad. I don't know what they do when they meet with their coordinators and get everybody together after they get hydrated and go to the restroom and maybe change their jersey, give the wife a little call and make sure everybody's good up in the stands, enjoying themselves. And then they get back to business. We come out. Remember that thing last week? Minus 20 yards in the third quarter. Pittsburgh had like 160 yards. And then yesterday, just a disaster. Turnover. Quinn came out. Quinn Ewers came out. And he looked like a seventh round rookie in that game, in that second half. It was tough to watch.
Well, you know what we've done the last few weeks with Mike is we've like basically patted him on the back because his team didn't quit on him.
Yeah, well that
and
one.
It's like that's the kind of that's such loser talk because like again these guys are all getting paid, Joe.
Right.
They're getting paid to be NFL players. Like
I agree.
They didn't just quit.
I agree.
Come
like
on, man.
First of all, every guy I say this, every guy's going to keep playing hard because you want to keep playing for paychecks, whether it's here or someplace else. And the last thing you want to look like you checked out, or you start putting bad stuff on film for everybody to see, like you're not trying hard or you're playing like you don't want to get hurt. I just don't think most guys in the NFL do that. I don't. I've seen guys jog and make their point and get cut and, you know, want to get cut. But outside of that, because they want to go to another team or get another chance. But that thing yesterday against, you know, hey, they got a worse record than we do. Cincinnati, they got killed the week before by the Ravens. And Joe Burrow comes in here, and by the way, damn near perfect. He almost threw the perfect quarterback rating at us yesterday. 25 at 32, 309 yards, four touchdowns. They got matchups they liked. They got a great passing game. The running game was actually a little better than I thought it was going to be against us. And he had a quarterback rating of high 140s, 146.5. I don't know what happens at halftime, though. Mike's talking about, oh, you got to get this, and the run blocking's not good enough. Look, there's times where you can't run the ball. You're going to have to throw it. You're going to have to throw it. And it's just that was frustrating to watch. I'm trying to be nice about this thing with two games left and whatever our goal is right now. I don't believe Quinn Ewers gives us the best chance to win. I didn't think, and some of you tried to sell me on it last week. You can't be with the practice squad guys all year, not even the backup, the third guy, and all of a sudden show up and expect that the guy is going to look like, if you're expecting him to go 21 of 29 for 290 and throw four touchdowns, just wasn't going to happen.
I still don't believe that came directly from the head coach to start that guy. What an indictment on your backup quarterback, by the way.
Why
that he can't be any.
I can't even
we're
imagine.
We're really going to do this whole like, yeah. Weird, you know, whoever gives us the best chance to win. Like, why don't you just be honest? Hey, we want to see what the young guys got.
Yeah. I wish I agree with that.
We're
I don't
eliminated.
Disagree.
We want to see what the young guys got.
But Zach Wilson, you know.
What's up with that guy, man? Is his NFL career over? Obviously, I guess it seems that way, right?
I don't know, but, you know, again, I go by Baldy and other guys that said he is just I don't know. I've heard all kinds.
But you know what?
I don't know if it's true. He seems like a nice guy. I don't know. They say he acts like he's privileged.
Oh, whatever, man. If he can win, he can win. But they handle everything so poorly over there. Like, you make Tua look bad in the process, too, right?
Tua made himself look bad.
I know. Well, he's a moron.
No, Joe, but let me just start with this before you start any kind of defend. He makes himself look bad the way he plays and talks.
But they could have said that they were shutting him down. They could have said injuries, whatever. He's clearly something's wrong with the guy. Just say we're shutting them down, but enough with this, like, we're doing their best chance to win.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Well, that just told me that they don't think, you know, what we think, that he's just not very good. But there is probably stuff with that that maybe we don't know. I don't know.
Mike should stay because his team didn't quit.
Here's what I think.
Come on,
in the big picture, all three of those guys are not what we need going forward to catch the Patriots and Bills. You agree with that, right? One's got 11 wins. One's got 12 wins now.
So far away from those two teams.
And I know we beat the Bills and stuff, but have they lost a game since? I don't know if they lost one.
That was a weird deal, man.
Well, we beat Brady from time to time, and he used
I know, but those things happen in the NFL, right? But
well, listen, that's not my given point. Sunday, my point is that we got to get a franchise quarterback. Jimmy hits me yesterday with, well, what do we do now, man? It's like the season's done. It's been done. We got two games left. They want to see, you know, they're trying to make decisions on who they want back next year. That's their line, what they want to see. But we got to find a franchise quarterback. We got to continue to look and find a franchise quarterback. And yesterday is a great example of a guy that's not the best runner in football, Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this might be a bad example because when he's healthy.
Yes.
But I watched that guy when I got home. I watched highlights of the other guy we could have had who pounded the Cowboys. Justin Herbert, 300 yards, two touchdowns. Round. I think he's a leading – he and Josh Allen lead the league in quarterbacks.
Why are you doing this
running
the
football?
Yourself,
well, because somebody – had a bad whiff, and it's hard to let bad whiffs go when they take him after us. Of course they took him right after us.
You know, they need massive changes over there. And just to get this out of the way, everyone's asking for you to give your straight-up opinion on the whole Mike McDaniel thing. I think you and I are kind of on the same page with this. We like Mike, but it's time, man. Like, you have to make significant changes.
If this
changes.
Thing continues, what's happened the last 2 weeks or the last two – I don't care about like what. Well, the whole thing was.
I don't care if they play for him in the last 2 weeks, and the longer you do this, the more you prolong this. You're just gonna have another. If you bring Mike back, you're going to have another season like this. You got to find a way to get Tua off your roster, whatever it takes. As bad as it sets you back, you have to get him out of here. Don't need his ass moping around on the sidelines.
No, I agree. I don't want
his
him.
Ass
I don't
out of
want
here
him. I don't want him.
Possible.
I know they're throwing out all the different scenarios. NFL Network. I don't want him coming back as a backup. If you checked out on him, I don't want that thing. Just give him the friggin' money, and if somebody will,
you have to own it, man. You screwed it up. You effed it up. You got to own it. It is what it is.
I got to tell you something, man. Nobody owns up to anything in that organization.
No.
Nobody does.
Joe, they're on a historic
the
streak
only
of not
guy,
winning a playoff game.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing, we own it.
It's just a matter of how many years we're going to own it that we haven't won a playoff game. But now.
Well, you got a franchise that the other problem, too, and I've told you this for a while, there's no vision and there's no direction with this franchise. They're just a dumpster fire of mediocrity.
We have to get a franchise quarterback. And second of all, we have to get a GM and a head coach and a scouting department all on the same page. And maybe it'll happen, but it is really rough right now. It is. I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm with you. I don't see vision. I just think, well, let's try it another way. What do you think about this year? We went over the road that way, and let's try this. And I'm like, what are we doing, man? What are we doing?
Just go get blown out your last couple of games here. Move as far up the drafting as you can.
Well, I got to tell you, Tampa Bay's coming to town with a chance still to win their division. They're going to bring whatever they have. I know they have not played great. They've lost a bunch of games. But they're coming down here to win. And then, hey, I'm guessing New England's looking like they may have to play this final game too. They may have to play this because Buffalo's not going away. I didn't see who everybody's playing this week. I don't know. But
that quarterback, Drake May, is fantastic, by the way.
How about that comeback?
Yeah.
I thought maybe they were looking at another loss there, and this Buffalo thing was going to get really interesting. But
is the Mike McDaniel thing obvious? Because, like, I don't know, people are going back for, like,
he has to go, Joe. Here's the situation. It is to the media and to the fan base. It is. A majority of it is very obvious that he needs to go to. You can read the articles today. Read everybody. What all the guys that cover him every day and laugh when he says something, and we all have the chuckle. And
I don't think anyone dislikes Mike personally. This is not a personal thing. And I think it's the same with the quarterback. I don't think anyone has any personal beef with the quarterback, but they have to go.
He's a little harder to like, though.
He's impossible to like, but I don't think he's a bad guy. I mean, yes, his press conferences are historically bad.
Oh.
Maybe the worst we've ever heard of a quarterback.
When are you going to put that best of? When the season's over, you promised me for a holiday gift I can get the best of from Tua?
Yeah, I suppose.
Just at the end.
Hey, man, you know what? How many times did you hear Carson Beck bitch about the noise at that place over the weekend?
I didn't hear it. He had enough trouble trying to throw it in that wind. He didn't
want to say anything. Did you hear him complain after the game?
No, I didn't hear anything.
By the way, I don't think they had a single false start penalty in the entire game. But
by the way, I mean, it was a home team that was having trouble. It was their offensive line that was struggling. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Yeah, man, that was a bad look if you're trying to impress the owner yesterday and the CEO sitting up there next to each other. Not a great look. I tell you what is a great look for the holiday season.
Base also was the Dolphins in the third quarter.
I mean, but we've been watching that. Like, they've had standing eight counts in maybe 10 of the games this
year. Mike McDaniel feel bad what he did to Quinn Ewers? Like, because he basically was like, listen, Quinn, you're my guy, dude. You are my guy. You're going to lead this team. And then Quinn Ewers has this unraveling in the second half. You know, some of it his fault, some of it not.
For anything about adjustments,
mm-hmm.
they can do them too.
But it's like, you're like, oof. Because like you said this on whenever we got the news. You're like, I think it's going to be terrible. Like, it's going to be really bad for him. And it was. It was a terrible outing.
I don't. First of all, the fact that they just jumped right over Zach Wilson, right, and yep. went to Quinn Ewers. I know damn well he could say it, and this is what I wish Shadur would have said. Oh, I've been preparing like I was going to play every week. That's a lie, but you say
oh,
it.
Oh, they tried that move,
because it sounds good, right? And also to say, I think he's earned the opportunity, right? So you jumping over – you know, another guy to make him the starter. It just had to make up some. Now, I will say, the game started, not bad. Threw some accurate passes, but then guess what the defense started doing? Changing it up a little bit. You know, little giving one look and showing one look while running a different coverage. Makes a young quarterback feel comfortable that he's looking at all the right things, and next thing you know, you throw it right to a guy because – it wasn't the coverage you thought. And that's the lumps that you have to take with a young quarterback. So I was kind of excited to see some of the throws he made early, the timing throws with a little zip, and it looked good till it didn't. And part of it was that your defense, for whatever reason, looked horrible.
Oh, they packed it up. I think it felt
picked. But I mean,
but that you know, I mean, look, Jordan Brooks was playing, I think, with a banged up foot and knee, and that running back had him spinning like a top, like really.
Put him out there on the island.
Yeah, I felt he had no shot against him. He had absolutely zero chance against him, and it just felt like once that turnover happened, and then they gave the first touchdown, they felt like, you know what. That just wasn't there anymore.
Right.
And look, Joe Burrow, he carved him up. And then right. and you don't want to be the team that gives Joe Burrow back his joy. Joe Burrow was sitting out here after the game. He goes, oh, that was fun. I was like, really? This guy hasn't had fun all year. The Dolphins let him have fun?
It's Miami. You always have
joy. Gave him the joy back.
Gave him his joy back, Vlad.
It's Miami. You always get your joy back in Miami.
I want my joy back, too.
Yeah. You got your joy Saturday, guys.
T. Higgins, willy-nilly down the field, Jamar Chase, Randy Moss, and people. Crazy.
I mean, obviously, they were going against a rookie quarterback, but it's probably the best defense Cincinnati's played all season.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm just trying to figure out, man. Like, it looks so good.
2 weeks ago?
No. Early in the game.
That's how it always looks. And then, I don't know. He's just like.
I'm telling you, dude.
Meltdown.
Hey, I don't even need to run. I don't even need to change the plays of this offense. But I bet you I could call a better game.
I agree.
I bet you I could make more adjustments based on the plays they've been running.
Coach Leroy.
Going into the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one thing to like. It is one thing to see or to guess what is coming next. It's another thing to actually have been through it and you kind of have an idea of how teams defend certain things. Like, you got to know that at some point they're going to blitz your young quarterback. And you can always have a check with me that says, when you see this look, we go to the quick screen.
Do you think, do you buy into the theories at all that the this is all a tank, that Mike McDaniel's trying to position themselves?
It's too late! You're too good now! You're right in the middle!
They can still get to top eight.
Okay, top eight. Dude, here.
Maybe in trade-up
land. You know what
the
worst part of that is? Because that's right in the position where all of the bona fide number one first round quarterbacks will be gone, and now you got to reach.
Maybe you do a trade up. You got the Giants.
You
got
to fill too many spots.
You got the, well.
You
got
to fill
too
many spots.
You got one big spot you
got
to fill up.
I understand that. But how many assets, and this is the honest truth, how many assets would you give up for a guy that you're going to have to reach for? Because it never fails. There's always two quarterbacks that move up just because teams need a quarterback, not that they graded out there.
But if you had, well, I guess the Titans won yesterday, right?
Yep.
So yes. It's Giants and Raiders.
Yeah, I was
right now.
I never rooted for the Raiders so much in my
life. So the Raiders definitely.
They get
Raiders need a quarterback. Yeah. Raiders need a quarterback. But if the Giants finish worse, then you could leapfrog them because they got Jackson Dart.
Yeah, they got Jackson Dart.
But I don't know what that's going to take. To drop up, that feels like at least two first rounders.
The only thing it would take depends on who else needs to move up.
Mm.
If there's no competition to move up,
right? Bidding war with the Raiders and the Jets.
Well, you ain't gonna be in the bidding war.
How much
the Raiders are gonna be up there? They're gonna be able to get it.
Yeah,
anyway.
But you gotta get to one. That's the thing. Like they could play it.
But you think you can? I mean, you can't go from eight to one. That's too big of a move.
I mean, you could. I just don't know what it's gonna take.
Nobody moves from eight to one. You move like a couple of spots, it costs you two first rounders.
Yeah.
So
what
you
did,
move from
the
four.
The Jaguars.
If you move from four to one, it costs you two first rounders.
The Jaguars traded a ton to get up to get Travis Hunter, didn't they? I feel like they traded up two ones to get Travis Hunter.
Yeah, just to move up to two.
Yeah, that's what I'm so.
Right. No, you can't move from eight
to
one.
It's doable, though.
No, it's not.
It's doable.
Only guys that move up that high are usually already in the top five because you can trade that pick. If you trade down from there to eight, so say if the Dolphins end up with the eighth, and you say, I'll give you two first rounders, we'll swap this year, and I'll give you and two first rounders. Like, sometimes the people that are drafting higher than you have a better chance just because of where they sit. Unless you have a team like the Raiders, or a team like the Giants, where you can trade with them and then say, okay, let's trade with somebody else, and they move all the way down because they have their quarterback. So they acquire maybe with the same, you know, the same player having a top five pick and they don't need a quarterback, they might be able to trade with somebody else and then trade with another person and move all the farther down. You could pick three first-round picks for that one pick. It just depends on where you are and who needs what.
Take a break here on the show. More to come. We're back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.